Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It is 2 o'clock on Sports Radio 94 WIP. It is Carlin and Reese live at Citizens Bank Park at the NovaCare broadcast booth. And we have got a full plate of sports talk for you this afternoon at 888-729-9494. Pound 94.94, AT&T and Verizon wireless phones. That is also your Steak'em text line. Isaiah Hebner Reese. What up,
brother?
How we doing?
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. But today,
yo,
even though we're a day before the dress rehearsal, as they call the third preseason game.
Big game.
Big game. I mean, I guess. But as far as those go, it's a big game. Preseason games go.
Final time we get to see the regulars, man.
Yes.
So they head to Washington.
Yes. And then next week we can all have a reason not to watch it all. But we start today with the 76ers and the major earth-shattering development in the Eastern Conference. And I got to tell you, with the trade of Kyrie Irving to the Celtics, I think yesterday was a very good day for the 76ers. I really believe that. I think that Boston went nuts to go get Kyrie, and I think the combination of Kyrie and Gordon Hayward could be something terrific. But this, to me, speaks to one of those years where they're going to need some time to get used to one another, and I think that could be a year. They're a playoff team, obviously. Don't get me wrong. They're a top four playoff team in terms of talent. But I think that the Sixers – in the Eastern Conference, their road continues to get a little bit easier over the next few years. And I'm not necessarily talking about 2017 and 18. I think I look at the Cleveland Cavaliers and that trade, everything that they did in that trade signals to me they are preparing for the breakup a year from now, from when LeBron takes off and they don't pay Isaiah Thomas and they have the top pick overall potentially with Brooklyn's pick. That's where I'm on with this. And to me, this is all good news.
How does this benefit the Sixers?
The 76ers, this is going to benefit the Sixers because the Eastern Conference is going to get weaker. It's going to get weaker a year from now with that trade. LeBron's going to go out west. I'm convinced of that. And I'm convinced that the Cavaliers are going to be in full-on rebuilding mode. And then you have the Celtics and everybody else in the East. And if the Sixers take this year and they're actually healthy and they actually develop and play well together and have a year where they bond well, this sets up very nicely for them. This is not a trade.
That's assuming everything goes according to plan.
And that is a large assumption.
That's a
huge
assumption.
And I will get to that a little bit later on, which with something that's really bugging me right now. But
well, let me test.
I'm feeling good.
Your theory here, and I'm gonna interject a little bit of what you're gonna get into later. Or coming up shortly here as it pertains to our beloved 76ers. Well, I think this may have been the worst case scenario for the Sixers.
Wow.
Because here's the deal. Nothing has changed in Cleveland, right? Other than, obviously, they traded Kyrie. LeBron, I believe, is still leaving next summer, unless they miraculously beat Golden State, and then I guess he'll determine, well, this team is good enough, and I'll just stay here. Why go anywhere else? But let's all assume, like we have been, that LeBron is still leaving after next summer when they presumably lose to Golden State in the finals again if they get past the Boston Celtics, presumably in the Eastern Conference Finals. Sending Kyrie to Boston is bad for the Sixers. Or it's not bad, but it's a little worrisome, right? And here's why I say that. It puts more pressure on this Sixers youth movement to be good. It puts more pressure on Joel Embiid to be available. Who is really going to put pressure on whoever playing point guard that got to stand in front of Uncle Drew it's going to put pressure on whomever that is, whether it's Ben Simmons or whether it's Markelle Fultz. You got a real problem to deal with as opposed to dealing with a 30-plus-year-old Isaiah Thomas who's 5'9", right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is if Kyrie had stayed in Cleveland. That's what you would have been dealing with. Boston would have somewhat hit a ceiling as to where they could go with Isaiah Thomas. Jason Tatum, would he be ready to lead the team along with Jaylen Brown? I don't know. And Gordon Hayward, maybe. Maybe. But you still had a 5'9", 30-some-year-old guard there that the Celtics were going to have to make a decision on to either commit long-term to him. And if you're a Sixers fan, that's what you should have been hoping for, that they committed long-term to a 5'9 guard so you can just continue to destroy him in his advanced age, 30-plus years old, with your big point guards that you have. Oh, it's totally different now. You get a young, hungry, wanting something to prove point guard, top five easily, in the league and Kyrie to deal with for the next, I don't know, if he decides to stay in Boston, which I don't see why he would leave in 2-3 years, considering they will probably be if the Sixers, let's say they live up to expectations, Boston is still no worse than number two team with those four guys, with Kyrie, Gordon Hayward, Brown, and Jason Tatum. If Kyrie stays, LeBron leaves eventually, then Cleveland has to find someone to get Kyrie or stick with him. Either way, Cleveland's a weaker team. And I just mentioned the personnel Boston would have had. It would have certainly watered down the top of the East. As it stands right now, at least for another year, the same two teams are at the top. And after that, you still have a little bit of ways to go to get to Boston's level with the guys that they have. They have two proven stars. Proven stars, not maybes, not hopefullys, not anything else. They got two proven stars young in their, not only if they hit their prime yet. Kyrie's 25. Your prime in the NBA is 27-32. He's not even gotten to his prime yet. He's going to be a force to deal with. Look, that puts pressure on whoever's in our backcourt to have to play him and at least match him buckets-wise. Now, granted, if Embiid is healthy, he's the X factor. There is no answer for him. You clearly have the advantage. But let's not be naive here. We are rolling the dice, assuming Joel Embiid is going to be healthy. Until he's done it, we don't know. What they have up there in Boston, they have young, healthy players. That's what they have. They have young, healthy players. Oh, and by the way, with the ability to add more if need. If they get rid of Al Horford over the next 2 years, they can add Anthony Davis, possibly.
Well, that's a big if. They got to get rid of Al Horford, and he's on the back end and making a ton of money.
Sure.
So you got to find some place to put him.
That's why I said in 2 years.
Yeah. Well, here's where I'm coming at.
Yeah.
I look at the Eastern Conference now, so let's kick the Cavaliers first.
And I didn't even mention the Bucks.
When it comes to I'll worry about the Bucks later, okay? Listen, I understand they've got a young star on the way up, but I'm still not there on the Bucks.
They are healthy.
Yep. They are. I'm putting health aside for just 1 minute.
Okay.
For just 1 minute.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, as far as the Cavaliers are concerned, mm-hmm. So now you got Kyrie definitely out of Cleveland. Okay.
Yep.
He's gone. Mm-hmm. Isaiah Thomas is a free agent after this year.
Cleveland's not keeping him.
They are not giving him a max contract.
32 years old.
Cleveland made this trade so they could get the first overall pick in the draft next year.
That's the best thing they got out of this trade.
So Cleveland, after this season, it's over.
Yep.
Blowing that up.
Unless LeBron stays.
And that ain't happening.
I don't think so.
That ain't happening. Unless the next LeBron is going to be the top overall pick in the next draft, LeBron's going nowhere. And even then, I doubt that he would stay.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, I moved Kyrie to Boston. I know that the Celtics are going to be a force to be reckoned with here for the next few years. But I'm looking at the conference as a whole. Okay, mm-hmm. If it is the Sixers and Celtics battling it out over the next 5 or 6 years, it's going to be some great basketball and some tremendous battles. But I don't look at the Celtics right now. I don't know what Jason Tatum is yet. And I don't know what Ben Simmons is yet. I don't know what a lot of things are yet with the Sixers.
We don't know what Jason Tatum is. That means we don't know what Markelle is.
Yep, absolutely true.
Or Ben Simmons.
Absolutely true. But I look at the Celtics, and I think that, yes, they're going to be right there at the very top year in and year out. But I think as a whole in the conference, The rest of the conference is weaker, and that leaves two teams at the top. To me, that's a better scenario. It didn't sound to me like, you know, the Cavaliers are sticking around in this scenario for you beyond this season.
No, they're good this year. I'm not talking about this year. Yeah, they'll probably get to the Eastern Conference Finals this year.
I would think so.
If LeBron,
I got to tell you, it's going to be interesting to see how LeBron and Isaiah Thomas play together.
I completely agree.
Because last time I checked, there's only one ball on the court.
Yep.
And that could be problematic. But that aside, I think that the Sixers just became, beyond this season, almost automatically, with the talent they have on paper, the second-best team in the conference.
Sure, with the ability to be the first-best team.
Absolutely.
If everybody reaches their potential.
Now, let me spend a minute on that.
Yeah.
The health factor.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on with Joel Embiid? I honestly have to read this morning that Joel Embiid, and Simmons is clear, full go, that's great. And he's dominating against 5'6" buddies over in Australia. I mean, he basically looked like he was, you know, playing against a group of horse racing jockeys, and I'm supposed to get bent out of shape and all excited that he scored 34. But as you pointed out, watching a little of the video, we didn't see jump shots. But whatever, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Joel Embiid had meniscus surgery on March 24th. Meniscus surgery, which is supposed to be the easiest of all the knee injuries. Also, I'll take you back. You remember when this first was discussed that, yeah, it might have been made a little bit worse, but the Sixers had us believing in February and then again in March, which, by the way, when did he have the surgery? March 24th? Oh, yeah, there was a season ticket deadline. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's when they let you know. But they did that, and they had you thinking, no big deal, few months. It's 5 months. It's 5 months. How is he not cleared yet? What's going on? Can we get an idea about what's going on? Nobody is saying a damn thing, and they probably won't until they get to training camp. Every time I see JoJo, he's all over the world at different things. He's at the Home Run Derby. He's over in Wales at a soccer match, and that's all fine. I'm not criticizing him for that, but I can't get any information about how he's doing medically and when he's going to be able to get back on the court. Mm-hmm. And when he's going to, like, during the whole free agent thing with J.J. Redick, didn't he go out there and work out with him a little bit?
They were somewhere
doing
together.
Doing something on the court at, like, midnight. Mm-hmm. And now he's still not cleared for 5-on-5? What the hell is going on? When do you get an answer on Embiid? Because you cannot get anybody to say a straight thing about health with this team.
Well, I'm assuming they'll give us something prior to training camp.
So that's a month from now.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, I don't think it's an unreasonable question to ask. When we're talking about a guy that missed the first 2 years of his career and has played 30 games in 3 seasons. And this is, look, you ask most doctors meniscus, I wouldn't call it minor. It's not a scope, but it's certainly not a torn ACL. It's certainly not any kind of a big-time torn ligament. And remember, I believe the general manager used the word small tear. Mm-hmm. Small tear. Mm-hmm. So what's going on? Where is the answer? Because that's everything when it comes to the fact that things might have just gotten easier. Because you're right. They have something nobody else has.
Yeah.
Nobody else has.
They got JoJo.
But right now,
you don't have many answers for JoJo.
They don't have many answers about JoJo right now.
Yeah, that either. Yeah. Yeah.
214. Let's get going. How did the trade affect the Sixers in the Eastern Conference? 888-729-9494, #9494, AT&T and Verizon wireless phones. I still don't have my phone call about where the tickets for 10 games. Can a brother get a 10-game package?
You'll get it right after that release of where Joel Embiid is.
As soon as my credit card clears, Embiid's out for the year again.
No, here we go. No.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.